Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. It's me, William Ramo. What's up, Mac?
Hey, what's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just, you know, a typical Sunday evening in the sports world. And, you know, we're going to kick off with a little football. You know, we're going to talk about the brutal loss, you know, by the Jets to the Broncos. You know, we'll get into that, the 31-17 loss. We'll preview the Giants-Eagles series coming up. Give a little update on the MLB playoffs. Also talk a little bit about the Rangers' home opener coming up momentarily this evening. We'll talk whatever else is going on in sports, you know, NBA preseason. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk sports entertainment, a little WWE, a little TNA, give our little thoughts on the recent Raw episode where it unveiled the return of The Rock, which we were both there. We'll get into that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Of course, We'll talk about what's going to happen this week on Raw, starting tomorrow. So, you guys know the number. So with that, you know, feel free to give us a call. You know, give your point of view. And with that, let's get right into the Jets. And basically, the Jets fell, you know, to the Denver Broncos, which was no surprise. The Jets, you know, they played well the first half. The defense held them into the game. And then after, you know, that last drive by, you know, Peyton Manning, the future Hall of Famer, which resulted in a touchdown, that basically, you know, popped the air out of the balloon. You know, they were still close down to the wire. But, you know, basically Manning outplayed them. And, you know, that was that. And that was it was highlighted by, you know, also Geno Smith throwing that interception, which when the game was already out of, you know, just out of reach anyway. But that pretty much cemented, put a little icing on that defeat. And the Jets fall 1-5 for the season. And unfortunately, this Thursday night, they're going to be facing the Patriots. So, unfortunately, Tom Brady's dominance on the Jets, which so far he only has 5 career losses against them. It looks like another lost season for the New York Jets.
You know, this has been a brutal stretch for the Jets, you know. The most brutal I could remember facing some top offensive teams. And, you know, Denver is at the top of the list right now. And Jets were in it, you know, for a while there. You know, they came back. They were down by 7 points. And that last interception by Geno Smith pretty much sealed the game.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, right now the Jets, offensively, they don't know who they are. You know, they don't know whether they're a running team or a passing team right now.
Yeah, and they didn't use the running game much, especially your boy Ivory, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem. They're trying to make Geno, Smith into a gunslinger, similar to what they had with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
And those guys, you know, they're young guys. They're not those type of, you know, passers, you know, basically.
Yeah.
You need them to be, you know, strategic, you know, run the ball and, you know, make some passes to keep the defense, you know, in check.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be too predictable, but they're just throwing the ball way too much and they're not using the running game. And, you know, that basically costing them the game and the season already. They're on a they won the first game and they haven't won a game ever since. They're on a 5-game losing streak. I mean, there's nothing more you could say about that.
Yeah, and this loss, they got to put it back, you know, behind them because they have a game, you know, 5 days, 4 days from now, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah. I know it, and it's not against some weak opponent. It's an opponent they're very familiar with.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, I talk about that butt fumble game years ago. So
that should be a very intense matchup. Well, New England is not the Patriots of past years where they pass it all the time. You know, they're more of a – they run the ball more nowadays than they pass, but they're still a good team, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, after that, the outing he had Brady had a few weeks ago, where he had arguably one of his worst starts of his career. These last two appearances, he's bounced back, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, following with the win he had today. So, I mean, Brady's back.
Yeah, and Jets are going to just have to, you know, they're going to have to bring their A game this Thursday.
Yeah, the only way they get their A game is that, you know, they need to bring Flores Henderson onto the game, you know, because she's familiar with the Brady bunch. That's the only way they're going to beat those guys. But we'll see what happens. You know, it's sports. You know, anything can happen. But
yeah,
this season's already lost already. So,
you know,
Jets fan, so
it doesn't look good right now. They're 1-5. You know, they're last in a division right now. You got these other teams playing well in division. I mean, it's still early, you know. There have been teams that have made the playoffs after worse starts, so but it's gonna be tough.
It's already tough already.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know what else to say. They basically gotta look in the mirror and do something different, because whatever they're doing isn't working, clearly. So
Yeah.
I guess that's all we can say about that, And I guess we'll move on to to your Giants, and they're gonna face a familiar foe, their divisional rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles. And like your guys always said, ever since your championship runs, talk is cheap.
It is.
Now,
And they've been talking a lot. There's a lot of talking going both sides.
Oh yeah.
But it should be a great matchup. The Eagles, right now, they're 4-1. They're tied with the Cowboys in the division. Giants have won three straight. They're 3-2, and looks like they found their offense finally. So it's going to be a good matchup tonight.
And I think Beckham scored his what first touchdown
Oh
last
yeah.
week, right? Oh, the
Yeah.
last game.
Yeah, the
No,
rookie
congrats to him.
phenom. It's a lot of excitement about this rookie, you know?
So they definitely need to get that going,
Yeah.
And I know you want to see Victor Cruz do that salsa dance multiple times. And
Yep.
that if you don't see him do the dance, man, then basically they're gonna be playing golf with the Jets at the end of the season. But let's say they got a long way to go. They're just, 3-2, so they're in it.
Yeah, tonight would be a big win if they win tonight. It's Peyton, Eli is Manning's playing real good. Offense is playing real good. Defense has been stepping up, so this will definitely be I mean, it's always a big game
Oh
playing
yeah.
the division rival and Eagles,
Oh yeah. It just goes without saying. I mean, we could have just did this whole segment and said Phillies versus Giants and then just move on to the next topic. I mean,
Yeah.
it's self-explanatory. So it's a huge
Yeah.
game. Definitely a much watch later today. So
Definitely.
and I guess we'll shift gears to the baseball. I know you've been checking out the this playoffs, even though we both don't have a rooting interest,
Yeah.
since my Mets and your Yankees aren't in it this year. But it's been an interesting series, especially the ALCS series. I mean, the Royals are dominating, man. They've won what, six straight games. The Orioles, I mean, they've cooled off because of this hot Royals. I mean, the Royals are ensuring that right now they look like the kings of baseball.
Yeah, they're playing good, and they haven't blowing these teams out. I mean, they've been coming from behind to win some of these
Oh
games,
yeah.
but
Yep.
they've been getting clutch hitting, clutch pitching, and the O's right now, they're 0-2, and I mean, sorry to say, but these O's ain't Royals.
I knew that line was coming. I just knew it. Yeah, man, those Royals, man, they can't be stopped. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't stop those guys, man.
It looks like they might be on their way to the World Series. I mean, I know
I
it's
know.
still they still need to win two games, but they're close.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna play like it's 1985. The way I look.
Yeah.
For real, I mean, and of course the O's, man, they're a gritty team. So I definitely do not see them being swept.
Yeah.
They might stretch it to a sixth game, maybe seventh. But right now the Royals look like they got this series in a chokehold. So I think
Yeah.
the Royals are gonna win in five, maybe six. Maybe six, but I don't see O's getting swept, but
Nah, I don't.
we'll see.
I don't. I think it'll go five or six, maybe.
Yeah, but it's not a pretty picture getting, your butt kicked at home,
True. Yeah, exactly.
It's a wake-up call. If they don't win game three, you know, I might be wrong. They might get swept.
It might be over, yeah. I mean, they. I would have thought they would have swept the Angels, you know?
That's true. That's true, man.
And Buck Showalter, like, for him, like, he's – the teams that he's left in the past have gone on to win the championships the next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. With the Yankees, the D-backs, I mean, this
yeah.
guy – this guy, he's, man, I wish he managed the Mets. I mean, this guy's a, you know, he's a tough manager. He's never, you know, won the big game. You know, he always leaves the franchise better than how he, you know, he left them.
True.
I mean,
yeah,
he, you know,
true.
When he started. Or, well, I guess I said it right the first time. You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But in any case, you know, that it's a very, you know, very interesting series. See what goes down.
Oh, yeah.
And on the other side, you know, the Giants, they got a 1-0 lead in the NLCS against those Cardinals, man. It's like these two teams are evenly matched. I mean, those teams, man, they always find a way to get to the World Series and win it, you know,
yeah.
these past 5 years. If it's not the Cardinals, it's the
Giants,
basically.
Yeah.
That's winning it lately. You know, they got a gritty team. I mean, Giants, you know, we know Giants got the pitching. Oh, Cardinals has the pitching as well, too. But, I mean, Cardinals, man, they're like the Undertaker, man. You just can't beat them, man. No matter how many times you hit them with a steel chair, they just keep coming back and winning. Yes, I'm still in therapy over the 2006 World, you know, NLCS. but all seriousness, you know, that Cardinals team, man. Even though I think all they have is Wainwright and Molina since that
yeah.
was a championship team, but man, who would have thought? They got rid of Pujols. You know, Pujols signed with the Angels.
Yeah.
And of course, Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, La Russa, man, he retired, and, you know, Matheny, his former catcher, is, you know, at the helm, and they haven't skipped a beat.
Yeah, it seems like they that winning style that they've always had for the last, you know, 10 years, they've carried it on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't missed a beat.
You're right. And it even goes even deeper, you know, with
yeah.
those gas house gangs and, I mean, that team, they have the second most championships in MLB
history. National League
history. Well, they're the most in National League history. But,
yeah,
they are second overall, of course. I'm sure you're very familiar with the team that has the most championships.
Oh, yeah, of course. The team from the Bronx, of course.
Yeah, I'll let you toot your own horn for a few seconds.
It's funny because one of my coworkers, like, he was looking at the list of all the champions, and he's always frustrated to see the Yankees dominate that list, pretty much.
Yeah, me
he's
too.
He's a big
but,
Cardinals fan.
Me too, but you know, what can you do? Shoot, I wish I was on top of the National League at least, but shoot, I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. I mean, we'd have to go on a 10 straight World Series win. You know, but you know, as we know, that's not gonna happen.
Oh. Hey, maybe in the next 40 years, you never know.
If I'm still alive, hopefully. But all seriousness, you know, it's been an exciting series, and the series is going to continue later tonight as well.
Yeah.
So that's another thing to, you know, us sports fans to, you know, keep our eyes on. And, yeah, the Rangers are going to start their home game tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Rangers, they won the first game of the season on Thursday night by the final score of 3-2. Rick Nash, I think he scored two goals, if I'm not mistaken, and he had an assist that game. And Lundqvist had 23 saves in that game also. But unfortunately, yesterday, you know, they lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets by the final score of, I think, 5-2, if my memory serves me right. So they're 1-1, and, you know, they're hoping the Garden crowd will ignite them to this to a 2-1 record, you know, at the end of tonight's game.
Yeah, Rangers, I mean, last year we expected them to go all the way to Stanley Cup Finals, you know. And
yeah, unfortunately, they faced a team of destiny, the Kings, man. No matter how many times they had the lead,
yeah,
just kept coming back, man. It's like the Cardinals that we were just talking about a few minutes
ago.
Well,
Undertaker. Yeah.
For real, man. They just – that Kings, no matter how many times the Rangers had the lead, they
mm-hmm.
just kept coming back. There was only one game in the series that – you know, the Kings just completely dominated them.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was any other team, that the Rangers would have won the World Series. But
yeah,
Kings, man, that was their year.
It was. They're a great team. And, you know, maybe Rangers could be a very good team this year.
Hopefully.
And have a home ice. Because
yeah.
I don't think they had home ice last year, did they?
I don't think they
did. I
think
did. It was on Kings' court.
I think you're right. I think they kept winning winning Game 7 on the road, if I'm not mistaken. Wait,
yeah.
was there one game that they won Game 7 in Madison Square Garden?
Could have been. I'm not sure.
I'd have to research that. But yeah, they won a lot of.
Yeah.
They had a lot of competitive series in that postseason
yeah.
run, and we're just hoping, you know, they could get back to the Stanley Cup Finals again this year and, you know, win it all.
Yeah.
And win their second title since 1994.
It'd be sweet.
It definitely would be. Because other than the Giants and the Yankees, you know, the teams in New York City, they haven't been hoisting up any titles lately.
Yeah.
And those two teams happen to be your teams.
Yeah, but hey, Rangers might do it this year, and hey, maybe the Knicks have a good season. Pull something off. We'll have to see with them.
I think we'd have to hope that LeBron James plays baseball. I think he's playing baseball for that to happen. But all seriousness, yeah. Let's shift to little WWE. You know, professional wrestling right here. And of
yep.
course, man. Let's just go right into it, man. Ambrose and The Rock, they literally saved Monday Night Raw Monday night.
Yep.
And it was hilarious. One of the funniest moments of the thing, probably the most funniest moment other than The Rock's promo against Rusev, was Dean Ambrose literally taking the Q train to go to Coney Island. I mean, that was hilarious. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen on Raw or WWE, you literally see a wrestler actually take the train. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
that's
hilarious.
Some people are like, what is so special about that? But if you saw, you know, if you watch the Monday Night Raw, you'll see what I'm getting at, you know.
Yeah, me and you were both there at the Barclays Center.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a good experience. It was fun.
Oh, yeah, and that was my first time on Monday Night Raw. So
yep.
That made it even more magical and to have, you know, my all-time favorite wrestler, you know, The Rock, pop up. Surprising,
yeah.
Which surprised everybody. No one expected it. I mean, that was
the highlight of the night.
That was the icing of the cake, the highlight of the night. And,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, that promo he did on Rusev, it was hilarious, you know, dissing on Lana.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know.
Soviet Streetwalker.
You know, among other things. And, of course, you know, in true face fashion, you know, he got a some props for the fans, you know, from every borough.
Yep.
And of course, you know, he gave a shout out to Jeter.
Yep. Derek Jeter.
Which you and many of the fans at the, you know, Barclays Center, except for me and some of the Mets fans who were there, were very excited about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a great promo. And, you know, now because of this, you know, people are wondering if he's going to face Rusev or after his other promo, which they aired on SmackDown. Some people are thinking maybe he might fight Triple H one more time at WrestleMania, possibly WrestleMania 31, you know, which would be the first time they face each other at WrestleMania since WrestleMania WrestleMania 16, which was WrestleMania 2000, and that fatal four-way between him, Triple H, Mick Foley, and Big Show.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
Definitely. And, of course, you know, there's always that rumor that Rock My Face Brock Lesnar. But we'll see what happens.
I don't know. I don't know if Rock and Triple H will fight ever again. I think it's just a tease for the
yeah.
fans.
Kind of like the Rusev one, too.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Hopefully he does step into the ring one more time. And, you know, months ago they were saying, you know, this might be the year, you know, Rock, maybe even Macho Man or maybe even Owen Hart might finally get into the Hall. But we'll see what happens next year when they start announcing, you know, around the time of Royal Rumble. You know, who's going to officially go into the Hall of Fame. So,
yeah,
that's definitely worth watching. And, like we were saying, Ambrose, man, that was Ambrose's night right there. I mean, he had the, you know, he had the hot dog stand. He attacked, the authority with condiments and I think hot dog buns and stuff like that. You know, he just basically. Oh yeah, he even used that that what you call the songs. You know that you use
to pick the hot dogs up.
Yeah, he grabbed something else. You know, if you saw the episode. But, it was definitely Dean Ambrose's night, and then it was highlighted by him hitting a double arm DDT on John Cena to close the night.
Right.
I mean, this was his. This was Dean Ambrose's 316 moment, or you know, CM Punk's pipe bomb moment from a few years ago.
Yeah, I would say so.
So it's definitely interesting to see what happens, and you know, Cena did get his revenge, hitting the Attitude Adjustment at the end of SmackDown, the 15th anniversary of SmackDown. But it's going to be real interesting because these guys are going to face each other at the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, so the winner can face Seth Rollins inside the Hell in the Cell match, later this month.
Yeah.
And I mean, common sense would tell you Ambrose should win that because people want to see Ambrose versus Seth Rollins, you know, at the Hell in the Cell. You know, so hopefully that happens. And speaking of, what were you gonna say?
No, I said I think it will happen.
Yeah, I mean, it makes the most sense anyway.
Yeah.
And lastly, CM Punk, you know, reportedly was offered a deal, you know, with TNA, similar to what Hulk Hogan was making, and they were going to make him the man in TNA, but reportedly he turned that down.
Mm.
Which, I mean, was a smart move. You know, apparently, you know, he's done with wrestling, you know. It makes. I mean, he would definitely take some eyes off WWE if he did sign with them. But at the end of the day, you know, WWE people are loyal to WWE. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
he would definitely take a dent at WWE for sure. You know, definitely would make me be interested in TNA. I mean, I would always stay loyal to WWE.
Me too.
But you know. He made the right decision. You know, hopefully, you know, his relationship with WWE can be on better terms and, you know, he could return and, you know, finally have some dream matches and maybe be a part-time wrestler, maybe, even though he was against that, you know, in the past. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add, my friend?
Watch the Giant game tonight. Hopefully it turns out to be a very good game and come back and check out this show, Sports Urban Legend, every Sundays at 6. And my show, iMac, every Saturdays at 11.
Hey, you heard the guy, man. I couldn't even say it better myself. So he said it. So check out both shows, and I'll see you guys next week.